I could tell you about, we could talk about, there's a passage in the Talmud that talks, that speaks about being in the sukkah and God making the sun really hot. He takes the sun out of its sheath and makes the sun really hot. Anyway, this all seems very Sukkot-like to me. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. Remember, what do we find in Gan Eden? A spring of water. There's a spring of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So the Gan Eden, so in this passage, paradise, Gan Eden, is depicted as the temple. And descriptions in the book of Revelation, all of them seem to be temple-based. And, you know, I think of like tomorrow we're going to be reading Parshat Bereshit and the story of the Garden of Eden and how Adam and Eve, paradise lost, right? They're going to be kicked out of Gan Eden, and then there are these two angels, the two cherubim, that are going to guard the way to the place of life, lest they come in and eat of the tree of the fruit of life. The fruit of the tree of life. So there's these two angels that are guarding the way to Gan Eden. We find the two cherubim angels also guarding the way into the Holy of Holies in the temple. And the rabbis speak about this too, about the relationship. There's a relationship between the Mishkan and the temple and the Garden of Eden. So it's another aspect of the imagery. And we learn that according to the teaching of Yeshua and the apostles, neither Gan Eden nor Gehenna are permanent. Instead, every human soul will be resurrected and returned to his or her body to face a final judgment. Now, according to the Jewish view, not all souls consigned to Gehenna are necessarily damned. Some might be just undergoing purgation, right? And this is something that is not at all clear in the teachings of the Master or the Apostles, not even on the level of implication. But neither is it absolutely ruled out in their teachings. Our apostolic sources simply don't speak to the question of purgation. But in Jewish sources, it's a concept. For example, Ramban, the Nachmanides, simplifies what could be called the classic Jewish view of the state of the dead. I started by reading you that earlier we were reading the opinion of the school of Shammai on those who go into Gehenna. So Nachmanides simplifies it. He puts it this way. He says, every human being basically falls into one of three categories when they die. Yeah. There are those who go into Gan Eden. These are the righteous. They are immediately inscribed and sealed and enter Gan Eden, is the language he uses, inscribed and sealed, just like the High Holiday language. So in the Book of Life, Gan Eden. You're in. You go into Gan Eden, you're not going to, like, lose it. Once saved, always saved. Then there's the wicked who are immediately sealed and enter Gehenna. This is High Holiday language. Sealed in the Book of Death. They're going to Gehenna. Bam. Punished there. Then, this, again, I'm not telling you the apostolic view. This is the classic Jewish view, according to Ramban. There are the intermediates, a third group, just like the High Holidays. The intermediates, they go into Gehenna and they cry out to be removed from Gehenna and to be brought to a place of tranquility. Like I said, this intermediate category of those who are not wholly righteous or wholly wicked is not necessarily reflected in the teachings of the apostles or the teachings of our blessed Master. It's not a biblical doctrine necessarily, but it does strongly reflect the High Holiday traditions about the books of judgment on the day of judgment. We just came through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so this should all sound very familiar to you. On Rosh Hashanah, three books are opened, right? There's the Book of Life, the Book of Death, and the Book of In-Between, those who are not completely wicked or completely righteous. Everybody's name is in one of them. The righteous, the completely righteous, their names are in the Book of Life, so they're going to live another year. the wicked, their names have been entered into the book of death. They're not going to live another year. And then the book of the in-between is everybody else. And by the end of judgment that year, those names will be removed. The book of in-between is eliminated by Yom Kippur, and everybody's name is either in the book of life or the book of death. This is the high holiday tradition spoken of in the Mishnah. Okay? So the point of the high holidays is the elimination of the in-betweeners. That's the whole idea of the high holidays, that nobody is left in this state of uncertainty, that the in-betweeners are either going to end up in the book of life or the book of death, depending on the outcome of the judgment, right? So that's why we're praying and we're asking for forgiveness and asking for mercy. And it's not, the high holidays, it's not in regard to your eternal fate. It's not in regard to going to heaven or hell or anything. You're just saying, I'd like to live another year. Please forgive me for my sins. I realize I don't deserve it, but it'd be nice to have another year. And as long as you're going to have, give me another year, it'd be nice if I had a little money. And if as long as I have some good health, I'd like to have some good health. You know, these are the sorts of things you're asking for on the high holidays. But it's like a microcosm. It's like a little picture of the final judgment. Because in the final judgment, also, we know from the apostles that the books are opened. The court is seated. The Ancient of Days takes his place on the throne. We find the book of life, the books of judgment, all this imagery ends up in the New Testament and in the Master's words. He says to his disciples at one point, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And we also find in apostolic eschatology and end time stuff about the resurrection that there are three categories. Did you ever notice this? There are three categories I will show you in the resurrection. As I said earlier, the New Testament scriptures, the teaching of our Master and the Apostles are very clear about universal resurrection. The Master says, How do you put it? The righteous, those who do good and those who do evil will arise. Paul says in Acts 24:15, there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. It would be nice to just leave the wicked unresurrected. You know, that would then you don't have to deal with them. Just like, oh, and you get yours, you don't get a part in the resurrection. That would be easier, but the apostles don't. They're like, no, that's too easy. So we're going to God's going to raise the wicked as well as the righteous. So everybody, every human being that ever lived is going to be raised from the dead. But not at the same time. Not all the dead are raised all at once. And not all are raised for the same destination. Instead, they fall into three categories. Category number one are those that Paul calls in Messiah, the righteous, who are raised at the coming of the Messiah. They get to join, they get to enjoy the Messianic era. In the book of Revelation, these are those who came through the Great Tribulation. These are those who were martyred for the name of Messiah. Category number two is the wicked. At the end of the Messianic era, this is the second resurrection, it's called. It's like 1,000 years later. It's 1,000 years after the righteous were raised. At the end of the Messianic era, which is to say you missed the whole party, and at the outset of the world to come, the rest of the dead are raised, both the good and the bad. And those who are wicked are raised to stand in judgment before the throne of God in the final judgment, and then they're tossed into a lake of fire. This is the second category. Those, the wicked, who are raised, judged, tossed into a lake of fire. Third category. The third category I will call the in-betweeners. They're those who are raised in the final resurrection, but who in the final judgment, at the end of the final judgment, are written into the book of life. I will show you the three categories now.